Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the Creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another week. Another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 2330 Kimbrough Lane, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our father, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior. And not just of Israel, Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for allowing us to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. We are back from our trip from Tennessee, Gatlinburg, Tennessee, where we had the most awesome, special, glorious time praising the mighty Yah at our 27th annual Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference, where we dealt with the last day of Yisrael. The backdrop of our conference was this great, big, beautiful mountain that was covered with clouds and smoke that we were able to see every day and every night, every morning and every evening that we were there. And it was the most gorgeous sight that I ever seen. And this is in Babylon. This is in captivity. I only can imagine what our people seen when they were at Mount Zion, Mount Horeb, the mount in which Moshe walked into the cloud to meet with Yahweh, the mount in which he went to search, to seek, to find out what this burning bush was. So all I can do is allow my imagination to go forth. And we're going to talk more about our trip, but not today. But what my reflection had me to meditate on and look at is how can I myself become a recipient of that type of sight that Yahweh prophesied our people will be a part of in the future? How can I be a part of that every day? See this sight every day. How can I be amongst the righteous for a time to come? And there's no doubt in my mind, this is a special group which can only mean I will have to be a special individual, since this special group who will do special things in the eyes of Yahweh to see such a thing every day. Mount Zion. And I've seen this mount, and I said, my goodness, how can I be a part of that in the future? Because this is nothing compared to what our fathers have already seen and rejected. This is nothing compared to what the Creator said, His sanctuary will be there in the midst of our people. But my goodness, what I did see was a wonder of Yahweh, because I know He made it, He created it, He formed it, He designed it, and no one else can. But I want to know what I do to have that great blessing. If you were going on an interview, an interview that others was aware that this job, this position is open, and they also desire to be interviewed, what would you say to the interviewer? What would you do? What would you show them to have yourself selected over other people? What would you do? What would you say? And the only thing you knew is what you would do and what you would say. As a matter of fact, you didn't even know and don't know the other interviewers. But what will make you unique, different, and set apart? If you wanted to make the NBA or the NFL or Major League Baseball, what would you do? How would you set yourself apart from all the thousands and probably hundreds of thousands of people who have the same goal and desire that you have? In most of these leagues, such as in basketball, NBA, if I'm not mistaken, there's only about 300 positions available. But hundreds of thousands of people are trying to get those 300 positions. So what would you do? How would you set yourself apart? What would be your thought process? What would be your work habits? Seeing that you really want this job, this position. Well, today we're discussing, we will be talking about the remnant. And the question that you have to ask yourself, what are you willing, prepared, ready to do to be a part of the remnant? As a matter of fact, ask yourself now, are you different than anybody else? Are you more unique than anyone else? That you should be a part of what Yahweh called the remnant, a special group of Israelites, a special group of righteous people that have escaped, that will remain, that will excel to the extent that Yahweh will choose them. What are you doing? What are you saying, or what will you say? How did you show yourself to be different? Since it's just a remnant. And this is my search. So you don't have to concern yourself unless you want to with yourself. I'm giving you insight on my own thoughts, my own desires, and what operates me. And I began to realize a long time ago a work in progress, because I still don't know, and it's not even profitable for me to know what somebody else is doing. The only profit to me is to do the best I can do. It's almost like thinking about what made LeBron James him? What made Michael Jordan him? What made Serena Williams her? What made Tiger Woods him? What made Mike Tyson him? What made the great people in Babylon who they are? And yes, they can be great, even in Babylon. All their abilities, all their skills come from the Most High. The various musicians like Michael Jackson, what made him so great? Of course, none of them. Chances are, have no desire to be a part of the remnant. If so, then you will probably see their works in that area. But I'm talking to people who say they want to be a part of the remnant. And let's see if that's something that deep down inside, all the way in the reins of your soul, spirit, and mind, that's something you actually want. Because if it is, there are certain things that we would. And I just want you to see the thoughts of Yah, how Yah think about certain things before we get deep into this. The remnant, that's what we're speaking about. So the first scripture I want you to see, and again, to being on this mountain, the foot of this mountain, I'm asking myself, how can I be a part of this every day? How can this be my legacy, my inheritance, my blessing? And what am I willing to do? Watch this in the book of Judges, the 7th chapter, because we're going to talk about how Yahweh thinks. It says in Judges 7:1, then Yerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of it, by the hill of Moreh in the valley. A lot of people didn't even know the word Moreh was in the scriptures. And let me tell you what the word Moreh means. It means teacher. But most people, most Israelites, don't even know that. They have no idea why we call ourselves Moreh. Watch what it says. And Yahweh said to Gideon, the people that are with you Watch what Yahweh said, because this is how Yahweh thinks. The people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands. Lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying my own hands has saved me. This is how Yahweh thinks. He know Israel. And he know what Israel is saying. I saved myself. I got these abilities myself. So Yahweh, when it comes to Israel, he will always think to do some wondrous thing, a miracle, something that nobody else can do, so that you will see that it comes from him. Watch what this is. Now, therefore, go to, proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, watch what they say. Whoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned to the people 22,000. And there remained 10,000. In other words, it was 32,000 people that was there to war. But when they began to say, who is fearful, who is afraid, 22,000 of the 32,000 left. Because as soon as you begin to give people choices, oftentimes they choose the wrong thing. 22,000 left. It's 10,000 remaining. Watch what the scriptures say. Fourth verse. And Yahweh said to Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will try them for you there. In other words, what does the word try mean? The word try means to see what they made of, to see what's in them. Test them, see what they all about, if they really want this thing, if they really want to do this thing, if they really prepared for what's before them. We already sent home those who was fearful and afraid. Now I want to see who really want this thing. Who really want to do this thing? Who really desire to be the chosen ones? And watch what it says. And it shall be that of whom I say to you, this shall go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whomever I say to you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people to the war. And Yahweh said to Gideon, everyone that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog laps, him shall you set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink. And watch what the scripture says in the sixth verse. And the number of them that laughed, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people, all of them, bowed down upon their knees to drink water. 1,700 people got on their knees and put their head in the water. Seven verse. And Yahweh said to Gideon, by the 300 men that lap will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into your hand, and let all the other people go, every man to his place. These 300 became the chosen men, the chosen few. It started out with 32,000 men, and now we're at a mere 300. And what did these 300 men had to do to be chosen? They had to be prepared. They had to be unique. They had to be different. And there was something deep down inside, even by their everyday life, that was different than everybody else. So the people took provisions in their hand and their trumpets. And he sent all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, chained those 300 men. And the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass that same night that Yahweh said to him, arise, get you down to the host, for I delivered it into your hand. But if you fear to go down, go you with Phurwa, your servant, down to the host. And as, yes, Phurwa, 300 men out of 32 soldiers. Here it is, we're talking about the remnant. And a lot of people desire to be a part of this remnant. But what are you doing, part of this remnant? I mean, I know you desire it, but what makes you different, unique, special to be a part of this very special, chosen, elected group of Israelites? And Yahweh would even give them a name called the remnant. It's something different about them than everybody else. And I want to give you insights what makes them a little bit different. But it's only one way you're going to even be able to see it. And I'm going to show you how you're able to see it if you want to see it. And it's in the book of Proverbs, and everybody don't want to see it, and it's okay. That's fine with me. I want to see it. I need to see it so that I can witness a glimpse of what I seen this weekend. The mountain of Yahweh. And yes, this is just a mountain in Tennessee. But a mountain is a mountain. So I can only imagine if Yahweh was on that mountain, to be in that presence, the great mercy of seeing that, I already know it would be glorious. Because the thing that was glorious in my eyes was much inferior to what I seen. Or what I seen was inferior to what I want to see. And watch what it says in Proverbs 29 and 18. Where there is no vision,
happy is he that keep the law. So I know in order for me to bring in reality, to even have an opportunity to be elected, chosen, to be a part of this special group of Israelites, I got to get this interview right. I got to be unique and different and special in the eyes of Yahweh. I don't know how the other people will interview. I don't even care how special they are. I just know I have to be, because I know this group must be special just like these 300 out of 32,000. I got to have vision. I have to be able to see where I'm going, what I'm doing. And the only way I can see, if Yah give me the ability to see, so I must appeal to my maker in a way that is unique and different than everybody else. Here it is, the Creator lets us know in the book of Isaiah, the first chapter. In the book of Isaiah, the first chapter, many of our people think all we have to do is be believers. We just believe in Yahweh. And belief is very important, and I'll show you that. But Yahweh, he don't see as man see. Yahweh look on the inside. Man look on the outer. So you got to have vision on how what Yahweh is seeing in the thoughts that he might have. In the book of Isaiah, the first chapter, this is what it says. The vision, the first verse, the vision of Isaiah, the son of Amos, which he saw concerning Yehuda and Jerusalem in the days of Uzziah, Jotham, Ahaz, Hezekiah, kings of Yehuda. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. I've nourished and brought up children, and they have rebelled against me. So, as a parent, sometimes as parents, we get bent out of shape because our children rebel against us. Well, we rebelled against the Most High, and he is the Most High. The ox knows his owner, and the donkey is master's creed. But Israel do not know. My people do not consider. Our sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they have forsaken Yahweh. They have provoked the Holy One of Israel to anger. They are gone away backwards. And if we're honest, we're mad at other people and fighting other people. And we don't even realize how corrupt we really are. Watch the fifth verse. Why should you be stricken anymore? you will revolt more and more. The whole head is sick and the whole heart faint. In other words, what it means by the heart being faint, in other words, you're not strong enough to endure. All Yahweh got to do is put one little stumbling block in your way, and now you show how sinful you really are. You show how angry you are, how impatient you are, how hateful you are. That's all they got to do is put one little stumbling block in your way. That's it. From the sole of the foot even unto the head, there's no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and petrifying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither soothed with ointment. In other words, at the end of the day, all somebody got to do is do something, say something, and we'll see how wounded you are, how sore you are, how bruised you are. And no ointment, none, can heal you. But while you going through this, watch what it says. Your country is desolate. Your cities are burnt with fire. You're not even thinking about that because all you're thinking about is yourself. Your land, strangers devour it in your presence. And it is desolate as overthrown by strangers. And the daughter of Zion is left as a cottage in a vineyard, as a lodge in a garden of cucumbers, as a besieged city. And this is the part that I want you to see. Unless Yahweh of hosts had left unto us a very small remnant, we should have been a Sodom, and we should have been like unto Gomorrah. That's what we'd have been. Totally destroyed, totally annihilated, because that's how bad, terrible, wicked, sinful, rebellious we were. People will ask us, even in Tennessee, about the last days of Israel. That's what we discuss. But you know how many people asked us, how can we be saved? What do I have to do to get through it? How can I come out on the other side and be a part of that great remnant? How can I be delivered to see that great day? You don't hear those type of questions. And I want you to see certain things that Yahweh said, not only you must do, part of this remnant, but the remnant will do. There will be a remnant. Make no mistake about it. But will you be a part of it? Do you even want to be a part of it? Do you have the strength in you to be a part of it? Because the remnant is not for the weak. at all. Why do you think the fearful and afraid? If you look up the word afraid and fear, it'll take you to a word weak. They're not strong enough to endure and be a part of the last. Watch what the scripture says in the book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter, talking about the remnant. And I was inspired because I seen something I never seen before. I was on top of a mountain and I just seen things that I never seen before. And I needed to know and I wanted to know, how can I get this blessing? What do I have to do? What I have to say? What shall my works be? And I began to search. I began to seek. How can I be chosen, elected in this special group of Israelites? Because I know if anybody thinking like me, they trying to do the same. And I'm assuming that everybody else, even though I know everybody ain't. Watch what it says in the book of Zechariah, the 8th chapter, starting at the very first verse. Again, the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me saying, thus says Yahweh of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury. Thus says Yahweh, I am returned to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth. And the mountain of Yahweh of hosts, the holy mountain. Who want to be on this holy mountain? Thus says Yahweh of hosts, there shall yet old men and old women dwell in the streets of Jerusalem. And every man with his staff in his hand because of great age. And the streets of the city shall be full of boys and girls playing in the streets thereof. They're not going to have to worry about cars. They're not going to have to worry about other things in the streets. They're going to be in the streets, playing and rejoicing. Thus says Yahweh's hosts, if it is marvelous in the eyes of the remnant of this people in these days, should it also be marvelous in my eyes, says Yahweh's hosts? In other words, if that's what you desire, everybody just playing in the streets, everybody rejoicing, don't have no care, no worry, no fear of anything. If you desire that, Yahweh desire that. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will save my people from the east country and from the west country, and I will bring them. And they shall dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and they shall be my people, and I will be their Elohim in truth and in righteousness. Thus is Yahweh's hosts. Watch what it says now. Let your hands be strong, you that hear in these days these words by the mouth of the prophet, which were in the day that the foundation of the house of Yahweh hosts was laid, that the temple might be built. Let your hands be strong. For before these days, there was no hire for man, nor any hire for beast, neither was there any peace to him that went out or came in because of the affliction. For I said, all men, everyone against his neighbor. That's the condition that Yahweh put everybody in. Some people, under the erroneous impression, their conditions are better. Every house got strife. Every city got problems. Every place is evil. Don't think your house is the only house that got issues, problems, and no evil. Everyone does. Well, watch what the scripture says. But now, 11th verse, I will not be to the residue of this people as in the former days, says Yahweh of hosts. In other words, he's not going to just keep destroying. Watch what Yahweh said in the 12th verse. For the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit. The ground shall give her increase. The heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. The remnant. This special group of Israelites called the remnant. And it shall come to pass that as you were a curse among the heathen, O house of Yehuda, and house of Israel, so will I save you. And you shall be a blessing. Fear not, but let your hands be strong. Because you can't be weak to be a part of the remnant. Watch what it says. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, as I thought to punish you when your fathers provoked me to wrath, says Yahweh of hosts, and I repented not, so again have I thought in these days to do well unto Jerusalem and to the house of Yehuda. Fear you not. And watch what the Creator says. He wants you to do, to be a part of this remnant. Watch what he says. For thus, these are the things, 16 verse, that you shall do. Speak you every man the truth to his neighbor. Yeah, Yahweh wants you to be a people of truth. Why do you have to lie to one another? Execute the judgment of truth and peace your gates. What's wrong with that? Who can do that? 17 verse. And let none of you imagine evil in your heart against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, says Yahweh. This is not hard, or is it? Obviously, it is. Because Yahweh is expressly letting us know only a remnant would do such a thing. Speak the truth to his neighbor. Execute judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Don't imagine evil in your heart against your neighbor. And love no false oath. Five different things to be blessed. And Yahweh is intervening as we speak. speak. He's interviewing right now. He's trying you right now to see if you want, if you desire, if you're strong enough. Do you want this deep down inside? That's what he's trying to see. Because all through the scriptures, Brasley let you know it's only going to be a remnant. Watch what it says. I want you to see this. In the book of Isaiah, the 10th chapter. Start reading in Isaiah 10 in the 20th verse. Watch what it says. And it shall come to pass in that day that the remnant of Israel and such as has escaped of the house of Yaakov shall no more again rely upon him that smote him, but shall rely upon Yahweh, the Holy One of Israel, in truth. See, they're not relying on Yahweh just because they believe. They relying on Yahweh because they know this is the truth. Great difference. To know something is the truth than just to believe. They got a bunch of believers in church. But how many know the truth? How many living the truth? 21st verse. This is how Yahweh taught. The remnant shall return. Even the remnant of Yaakov unto the mighty Elohim. For though your people Israel be as the sand of the sea, yet a remnant of them shall return. The destruction decreed shall overflow with righteousness. Yeah, only a remnant going to return. So as you wake up every single day, to be interviewed, every day to be trained, every day to practice your craft. Who training you? What are you practicing for? And how is your interview skills? Do you really want this deep down inside? Do you want it more than the thousands that will not have it? And it's not because Yahweh don't want them to have it. Only a remnant want it. Remnant would do what it take. Only the remnant will excel to be in that number, to be elected, to be chosen, to be a peculiar treasure unto Yahweh. So what makes you peculiar and different? That you might be elected and chosen. Since is only going to be a remnant. According to the book of Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, Yahweh trying us every day. Tell you a little secret. While we were in Tennessee, we would come together every morning to pray, every evening to pray. And I remember all the souls. Nobody knocked on the doors. Nobody called their phones. I remember the ones who took that time, and it was very few. It was literally a remnant of individuals that would get out for Yahweh and gather themselves together. Even evening, there was just a remnant. And why did they do it? Is it that they was just a morning person or just an evening person? Or was there something innate in them that they knew that's what Yahweh loved? That's when he wanted his sacrifice. So they will make the sacrifice to be there for him. Because they know, if they didn't know, they'd be interviewed as we speak. Watch what the scripture says. Ezekiel 14. And I'm going to start reading 20th verse. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, says Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, because they don't have that power. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. In other words, I told you this group is a group of special people. And I say a special group of Israelites. And I'm going to correct myself because it's not just Israelites. This group, Yahweh called them two things, the remnant and the righteous. But watch what it says. For thus says Yahweh, how much more when I send my four grievous judgments upon Jerusalem, the sword, the famine, the noisome beast, the pestilence, to cut all from it man and beast. You don't think there's going to come a time where Yahweh will cut off man and beast? Watch what the scripture says, 22nd verse. Yet behold, therein shall be left a remnant that shall be brought forth, both sons and daughters. Behold, they shall come forth unto you. And this is how you're going to know they the remnant. You shall see their ways and their doings. And you shall be comforted concerning the evil that I brought upon Jerusalem, even concerning all that I have brought upon it. And they shall comfort you when you see their ways and their doing. And what are their ways? What are they doing? We just read five things. It only talk about these five things in the book of Zechariah. Speak the truth, every man to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. love, no false hope. And the last thing, one more thing, and I want to read it so I won't get it wrong. And yeah, this is one I definitely don't want to get wrong. And let none of you, which only Yahweh knows, imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. Yahweh hates these things, man. This is an automatic, you're not being a part of the remnant. Automatically. But Yahweh is the judge. Going back to Ezekiel 14, third verse. And they shall comfort you when you shall see their ways, their doings, and you shall know that I have not done without cause. All that I have done in it says Yahweh. In other words, Yahweh can take you out of these cities, take you to some remote place where it's just you and him. But you still, to show, are you worthy to be a part of this? Do you really want this deep down inside? And if you do, then what works are you doing to prove it? What works are you doing to prove it? You just believe? You just pray without no works? And Yahweh is interviewing as we speak. As we speak. And as I said before, only a remnant, just like the 300, started out with 32,000 and went down to 300. A remnant. Watch what it says. In the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Every day, an interview is being taken place. Might be with you, might be with your neighbor, but interview is just happening every day. Every day, Yahweh sees someone else, or nobody in certain generations, certain time periods. But the mass majority of the people will not be selected. They only hoping and praying they selected, but not doing anything to be chosen. And then you got a lot of people doing the wrong thing to be chosen. And only a very few who have the works, who have the deeds to be elected. And all you have to do is that you. Are you peculiar in any kind of way? In the book of Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter, the very first verse, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says Yahweh. That's why it's important to know who you're listening to, because you got a lot of leaders. They're not preparing you and trying you and giving you the knowledge of Elohim to be saved. Watch what it says. Therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohim of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, you have scattered my flock, driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, says Yahweh. Because you got to teach the people the truth. You got to let them know how special you must be, how peculiar you must be to be elected and chosen of Yah. To be a part of these people called the remnant. Ain't no sense of me lying to you. And watch what it says, third verse. And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries where I've driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. Who? The remnant. And I will set up shepherds over them, which shall feed them. And really, that shouldn't even read shepherds. It really should read, and I will set up a shepherd over them, which shall feed them. Because Yahweh is against these shepherds also, where he said there's only going to be one shepherd. And they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, says Yahweh. A remnant. That's what we're talking about. So how? What is your game plan? What is your strategy? What is your daily repetition going to be to be chosen and elected for this? Maybe you just want to make the NBA, the NFL, the MLB. Maybe you just want to be the best dancer, the best singer, the smartest. Maybe you have no vision or desires or aspirations to be a part of the remnant. But if you do, where is your works? What are you doing? In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, what else is Yahweh showing us? To let us know that it's only going to be a remnant. In the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, this is what it says in the 10th verse. And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Patros, from Cush, from Elam, and from Shinar, and from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel, and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. Yes, that's what Yahweh will do. But who will he do this with? The remnant. The remnant. And who are you? Are you the remnant? Do you even want to be a part of the remnant? And what works are you doing every single day to show how special how peculiar you are.
This is, we're in the book of Joel. I want you to see this. In the book of Joel. In this scripture in the book of Joel, the second chapter, this is a scripture that will let you know Yahweh is in your midst, in your presence, and that Yahweh is doing a wondrous work if you able to see him. Watch what it says in the book of Joel 2, verse 23. Be glad then, you children of Zion, and rejoice in Yahweh your Elohim, for he has given you the former rain moderately, even though you ain't seen it. You haven't even seen this rain, but he's given it to you, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first. And the floor shall be full of wheat. The vats shall overflow with new wine and oil, and I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm, the caterpillar, the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and to praise the name of Yahweh your Elohim that has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed. And you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am Yahweh your Elohim, and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the great, terrible day of Yahweh comes. And watch what this says. 32nd verse. And it shall come to pass that whoever shall call on the name of Yahweh shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as Yahweh has said, and in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call. It's not just going to be deliverance in Zion. It's not just going to be deliverance in Jerusalem, but it also will be deliverance in the remnant whom Yahweh shall call. Once again, how peculiar are you? How special are you? How strong are you? Here it is in the book of Joshua. I want you to see this, because the scripture says, speak every
man to his neighbor, the truth. The scripture says, execute judgment of truth and peace in your gates. Love no false oath. And don't imagine evil against your neighbor. And why don't you do these things? Because Yahweh hates these things. So it's understandable why Joshua would say such a thing in Joshua, the 24th chapter. I've seen a lot of these T-shirts. And this is what it says in Joshua 24, the 19th verse. And Joshua said to the people, you cannot serve Yahweh. And Joshua told the truth. Every time I read about the remnant, it is quite obvious to me that the mass majority of the people cannot serve Yahweh. Only a remnant. Because the mass majority of the people either afraid, fear something other than Yahweh. They're not strong. And they just don't have a desire. They rather fulfill their own pleasure and their own desire, but not Yahweh. That's why you don't have people waking up early in the morning to praise Yahweh, because their desire is to sleep. This is why you don't have people making a sacrifice at evening, because they're too busy. You cannot serve Yahweh, for he is a holy Elohim. He is a jealous Elohim. He will not forgive your transgressions nor your sins. If you forsake Yahweh and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you, and after he has done you good. And the people said to Joshua, no, but we will serve Yahweh. And Joshua said to the people, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen you Yahweh to serve him. In other words, when this thing turned bad on you, and it will turn bad on a lot of people, you spoke this into existence. You are your own witness, and you said you can serve Yahweh. And you were already told that you cannot. And let me tell you how Joshua knew, last scripture, how Joshua knew that you cannot serve Yahweh. I want you to see how Joshua himself was trained, how Joshua himself was taught. The scripture says, train a child in the way it should go, and when he is old, he shall not depart thereof. And you're not training your children this way that Joshua was trained himself. So he was an authority on letting the people know that you cannot serve Yahweh. And let me show you how he was taught. and how he was trained and why he was chosen. In the book of Joshua, the first chapter, watch what it says. And we're going to start reading that, the eighth verse. Sixth verse. We're going to start at the fifth verse. There shall not any man be able to stand before you, talking about Joshua, all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. And watch what he was told. Be strong and of good courage. Not that fake courage. Good courage. For to this people shall you divide for inheritance the land, which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be you strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law, which Moshe my servant commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. In other words, this ain't about somebody you might fight, some army you're going to go up against. No, I want you to be strong and courageous and of good courage to do my law. Watch what it says. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous. Then you shall have good success. Watch the ninth verse. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be you dismayed. For Yahweh your Elohim is with you wherever you go. So, brothers and sisters, do you really want to be a part of this remnant? Do you really believe you have what it takes? And are your doings and your ways reflect your ambitions? Do it reflect your aspirations? Do it reflect your future vision? The thing that you will want to do and be a part of the rest of your life? Or do your ambitions, your aspirations, your visions, your dream is to be like everybody else? And to be like everybody else literally means you will not be a part of the remnant. And who is this remnant? A peculiar treasure, special, elected, chosen of Yahweh, that he said he will save, he will deliver, and take them home. You can say that you know. And no longer you can say, I didn't know. So until tomorrow, Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah, 39 books. Yeah, come on. Yo, keep the out of the book to Yah and read. Speak these words, the flame shall hold you speed. Obey his voice, know him and believe. Understand his Yah is none but he. In the beginning, he told us the ending that we wasn't winning because of the sin and the 450 and Yah was descending. He was repenting, and this is our genesis. To our exodus, single digit, learn from the second myth. So we can number our days and teach us that we were the slaves. And Deuteronomy, he's gonna get the most popular. When he anointed Joshua, it's proving that Yah loves us by sending his judges, rejecting the grudges, embracing the truth of the nations of truth. It's shown for proof, the woman that they will come through. Teach Samuel 1:8-2, Yah's chosen the king, and you want to. Recognition chronicles in the first and the second, and Ezra Hakohen, back by the river Ahava, stood with Nehemiah in the time of Hadassah, better known as Esther. Job struck with disease and boils at Festus. And we giving our arms while singing Hebrew songs, the most wise words spoken in Proverbs, the collect, the teacher, Ecclesiastes, the preacher, fellas wanna reach us. Quote the songs belong to Solomon. Understand the way that I'm on. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, and Jerusalem fell. Also seen by Ezekiel. Visions, visions be given to Daniel. God said to turn to him in prayer. Remember Hosea. If we call on Yah, he'll remember as well. Spoken by Yoel. There's no other book as famous. The words get deeper in Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, and Micaiah. There's none like Yah that rides on the whirlwind in Nehemiah. I'm giving you a look like the air of Habakkuk. Gather yourselves and learn from Zephaniah. Consider your ways, word up to Hodiah. Cause this is the last days and then Zechariah. Remember the law of Moshe. And this has been 39 books given to you by Isha. Malachi, seek the out the book to Yah and read. Speak these words to plant your holy seed. Obey his voice, know